Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Jordan Schultz saying Jared Goff's getting $40 to $45 million a year on an extension when it happens. SpotTrack, which is a sports, you know, salary cap contract site, do a very nice job. They wrote an expansive piece predicting what free agents will get. Jared Goff, $4 at $180, $45 a year. So Rico and I said, okay, if we're going down the aisle, speak now or forever hold your peace. Now, we only had one ding-a-ling in hour one. Look, if you don't want Jared Goff and you just say, look, I don't believe he can ever win a Super Bowl. Okay, you have a right to the opinion. You want to say you want something better, fine. I just think you don't recognize what it'll be like if you don't continue down this road. But that's fine. What we're not going to do is stupid stuff. Please don't call up and just be like, well, we'll play Hendon Hooker. Please don't do that. Jared Goff at $45 million a year is a value. It's a value because the highest paid QBs make almost 20% more than that. And with the salary cap moving up, quarterback salaries are going to skyrocket. I think you're going to see $60 million quarterbacks very soon. And by the time Goff's deal is in its last year or two, you could see quarterbacks making $70 million. With a $300 million cap, yours would be making $45 million. That is a value.
Who would be the first quarterback to make $70 million?
Mahomes.
Huh.
I mean, Burrow's at 55.5.
But I got to figure Mahomes, when's this Mahomes contract?
Right, but they'll redo it.
Oh.
See, there's the key.
See, I think Mahomes is going to go the way of Brady, where he's just going to stay cheaper and cheaper.
And again, what can't you buy at 50? Right. What difference does it make? So I'm with you. I'm just saying.
C.J. Stroud.
This is a value. Look, man, numbers are going to go crazy. Mm-hmm. This is a value. And you have to, look, I get it. It's a hell of a lot of money. But this is what the going rate for quarterbacks is. And if I rank it out, if you paid him $45 million, he's still not a top 10 quarterback salary-wise. It would be an incredibly fair deal. Whether you're happy with it or not, I leave to you. 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts, and then we get to the people.
Love the asking price. Perfectly fair. Won't generate a controversy or be a distraction from us getting to business and signing other players. It's asinine to pay Goff. Would rather trade him for draft picks and ride with Hooker.
Okay, time out. Just so we're clear. You want to take a Pro Bowl quarterback who had you up 17 in the NFC title game. You want to get rid of him, play a third-round pick off a blown ACL, sight unseen, who didn't play in a pro-style offense in college. And you want to put the fate of the entire franchise that you've waited your entire life to be good, and that's your plan. That's the equivalent of loading your life savings and putting it all on black. That's movie stuff.
Wait, that's not a good idea.
That's actually terrible.
Matt from Garden City
says,
put
on the gray horses.
Genetically faster.
Matt from Garden City says, you have to pay Goff now. What if he goes out and wins the Super Bowl next year? Then you're going to pay him $60 million a year. No thank you. I'll sign him now.
Let me ask you this question. Would anyone care? If that played out, and I've said this, I'll say it again. I think Pat made a very good point. I heard him this weekend say it. If you want to wade this out, if you win the Super Bowl, nobody cares afterwards because the meteor takes us all out. It just doesn't matter. But if you waited, let's say you waited and you have that franchise tag and you go, look, I'm willing to commit 2 years to Goff. I don't want to go three or four. In essence, you would be paying him a two-year deal. He would play the last year, then there'd be a bloody battle for the franchise tag, and you would have to hope it doesn't tear your locker room up and it doesn't besmirch your reputation around the league with free agents.
Right.
But you can do it. I don't subscribe to it. I just feel differently. Let's go to the people, see what Ron's got to say. 97.1. Ron, how are you? I got to find the right button here. Where are we? Oh, that's line eight. I got it. Ronnie, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Oh, my God, you guys are cooking today. Well, before I get started, did you call that other caller a B-I-T-C-H?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did, because nothing angers me more than all I say is, can you give me a minute to ask you a question, and you hang up like a little kid. It's ridiculous. We're talking sports. We're not talking about our policy with Russia or the Ukraine. Just take a pill.
Yo, you guys are cooking today, man.
Damn.
So what I want to say is 40 to 45 million. Hey, that's a great deal. That's great. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think this means that they think Hendon Hooker's a bust or anything like that. You got a Pro Bowl quarterback, just like you said. We got a really good team. I think if Goff goes down, Hendon Hooker may be able to come in and win your game or two. You never know how he develops. So, but we're giving it time. So we're giving everything time to play off. So it's a good deal. And if you get down the road 2-3 years later, if you want to reset the way you're looking at the market and what you guys are saying, 40, 45 million, we could still trade them if that was the case. I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying it gives you time to do everything and still time to sign other players and get the team better. So
yeah, I, and Ron, therein lies the key. The cap going up, while it will have some artificial increase in the marketplace, the cap going up for your concerns with your players, look at your cap table. Eighth most amount of room this year.
Mm-hmm.
You go into next season currently constituted as having about $115 million in commitments on a cap that, let's say, mildly increases to $260. Do the math. The year after, you've got like $45 million in commitments for a cap that will go up, let's be very conservative again, to $270. And the year after, you have Rico's right shoe and a $10 bill. And the cap might be up near damn near $300. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear we
that's
don't
conservative.
Have, I don't want to have to hear we don't have the money to go after this.
Because here it is. It. If the gambling money kicks in and like it did this year, you're looking at maybe $300 million next year. Look at where it jumped from last year to this year.
I just make the modest increase just so you can not have an argument with people where you're just like, look, even modest increases, look where it's headed. And of course, increase cap. It bleeds over to increase player salaries. But if you're doing it the way the Lions are doing it, which is they want to draft and develop, then you have all the ability in the world to take calculated shots on big money contracts. Yeah. Your quarterback, unless you're drafting C.J. Stroud and you're in that five-year window, unless you have that, everybody else, you find a quarterback you think is good enough to win a Super Bowl and you pay them. It's just not, it's the only way. Otherwise, you're in the wilderness like Atlanta. You're in the wilderness like the Giants. You're in the wilderness like Steelers.
So you're saying you pay Brock Purdy the money?
No, absolutely not. Hey, man, if you watched your playoff run and you still think he's anything other than just a guy, God bless. I will do like we do at church. Here, peace be with you. I'll shake your hand.
Right, if he comes in asking for 60, no, but I'm going to pay him. He's your quarterback.
This isn't KNBR.
I know.
And
no,
we're
no,
not doing this show.
I just wanted to hear what you had to say about it after you just said you got to pay your quarterback, except that his last name is Purdy.
Radulov Gudas.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need to hear a credible reason why not at 45 mil a year. I've given you all the contextual evidence I can, given you the cap table, given you the contracts around the league. Man, if they get him for 45 a year, that is a, first of all, it's a great job by Brad Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
But it would also mean Jared Goff. I know some of you are going to be like, well, if they paid me 45 mil, I know. I'm not turning him into a martyr. I'm just saying, good job by Goff. This is a good situation. They stuck with you. You stuck with them. You don't need the extra 5 to 7. Put good players around me. Mm-hmm. All right, I got my money.
Well, speaking of good players around you, let me give you a quick update here. Dave Burkett is reporting that the Lions and Amon-Ra St. Brown's representatives are set to meet this weekend at the Combine.
That's my boy.
That's your guy.
Pay him whatever he wants. Give him whatever he wants.
You know
what? Give him ownership of the team.
Not a penny. Not a penny over $20 million a year.
Yeah, right. I got news for you.
Okay. After that, no.
Look, but this is the same thing. Top of the league is Tyreek at 30 a year, right? I wouldn't blink. I'm not acknowledging you. I wouldn't blink if they paid Amon-Ra 25 a year. Just wouldn't blink. Consummate professional, durable, tough, a top five player at his position, and you never have to worry about the work. You never got to worry about the nonsense.
Oh, no.
You never got to worry about OTAs, about training, about showing up. The dude's a dog.
I'm with you.
Whatever it takes.
No, I'm with you. Here's where I'm not big in paying wide receivers that amount of money. Now, he's earned it. He's a professional. Team looks up to him. He gets the job done. I just ask that the Lions start treating him like that and he doesn't disappear in fourth quarters. You run plays to this man and get him the ball.
What if the $7 million you'd be saving on Goff or $5 million you save on Goff is absorbed by what you're paying Amon-Ra? Let's say they came to a deal and he got $23 a year. You're really paying him $18 mm-hmm. based on what you saved at the quarterback spot.
Yeah. And my thing is this. Especially for Goff and for St. Brown, I'd front load those contracts so that the back end, if something happens, it's not that big of a cap hit. So because you're not paying anybody except for those two.
I'm backloading.
I'm front loading.
I'm backloading so I can spend more now. I'm all in, man.
No.
I want to parade down.
No. Because you got the increase in the salary cap, that's your spend more now already. So the money you were already under the cap. So take that money, pay those two, and then take your free Christmas bonus money and go get somebody. Yeah. But front load those deals so that when you got to pay Aiden and you got to pay all those guys, like at that point, maybe St. Brown is only costing you $15 million that year because you've paid him already.
David, tremendous update. Pay Amon-Ra whatever he wants.
Yes, for people who think I hate, no, I don't like paying. Kind of how you guys feel about running backs. That's how I feel about wide receivers. You just don't pay them. There's only a handful that I'd be willing to do that.
But Amon-Ra against man coverage is uncoverable. You can't cover him. You can move him around, catches a football, tough as the day is long. He's not a diva. I guess I just don't even view him like a wide receiver. I view him as an awesome football player. I have to have you. You're culturally relevant to what I'm doing.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're going to make that much money, then I need to see a boombox when you come out the locker room.
Yes.
I need a boombox.
Honolulu Blue boombox.
Nisul holding it.
Yes.
As I'm on rise walking down the tunnel.
I'm in. I'll supply it. Tell me where they got it.
To Eminem's Lose Yourself.
I'll buy the boombox if they'll walk out of the tunnel with it. I would love it. Let's go to Tyler, 97.1. Tyler, and if you have thoughts, by the way, on the Amon-Ra thing, please dial in. Tyler, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
So, a couple weeks ago, I did text in. You guys didn't read it. All good. But I didn't want to pay Goff any more than $45 million to begin with because I wanted to see if he was actually a guy that was willing to take a hit for the team and say, this is where I want to be. If he wanted $50 million, I would still have no problem with it, but I didn't want to pay him more than $45 because I wanted to see if he was a team player. Does he really love the city of Detroit? He's coming back at $40 to $45. He's a team player. He wants to be here. He is our quarterback. So, David, stop putting texts about Hendon Hooker. I don't want to hear it.
You and me both, Tyler. You and me both. I think the Hendon Hooker thing's absurd.
I understand why they drafted him to begin with. He was a backup plan in case Goff decided to just crap the bed all over the place this past season, but he didn't. He was just a backup plan. But the people that want to see Hendon Hooker over Jared Goff,
nuts.
You guys are idiots.
They're insane.
Stop.
Tyler, I don't get it either. Listen, for me, if he signs at 45, I think, hey, the town would go crazy because you're seeing someone taking a little bit less to be here. And B, you'll feel better every day you wake up when you see these other quarterbacks getting paid and you go, this is not a steal, but this is a value contract.
That's a good way of putting it, value. You got your guy. It's not going to hurt you. And down the line, you'll be fine. So
where do I get those boomboxes?
I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah. If the Lions agree to it, I'll buy it. I'd love to see the Lions rocking out, like with Debo bringing the boombox out on the field. Let's do that.
Get sold that rocket like Trent Williams, and you just kick the door open.
I like it. I'm in. I think it'd be amazing. Go to Andre.
Yeah, but they have to win, though, not lose like the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, that's a shot. Andre, how are you?
Do something in the playoffs.
And Andre. And Andre's gone. 248-539-9797.
I would not be smack talked by a Steeler fan. Okay? I'm just not.
Especially one who's about to have Russell Wilson as their quarterback.
No. No.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
David coming in eating his sandwiches sideways.
Oh, it is dangerous. All right, let's go to Butch. 97.1. Butch, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
Good, hey, Butch. What's up?
Here's one for you, Mike. I know you're jaded on Hooker, but here's a little bit of the New England scenario. Okay. What happens if, like, say, game two next year, Goff twists his ankle, he's out for 4 weeks. You bring in Hooker, and you find out he's lightning in a bottle. Now he's winning. Goff can't really come back after 4 weeks. Let's say it's 5 weeks. Hooker's still winning. Now, when he's healthy, do you pull Hooker out and bring Goff back in, or do you let him keep riding?
So you
I would go ahead.
Let me add something,
Mike. Okay. I would re-sign Goff for 4 years right now at say between 40 and 45, and then don't let this, you understand what I'm saying?
All right, so I've re-signed Goff, and you're telling me he misses a substantial part of the year. Hendon Hooker played great in his stead. You're asking me, I'm giving Goff his job back.
Okay, say Hooker takes it all the way to the playoffs, and we're like in the wild card, no, not past the wild card position. If we're there, do you still bring Hooker out and put Goff in?
Yes. He is my franchise quarterback, and you're not losing your job because of injury. The only scenario where if you want to comp it out, like when I was a kid, Phil Simms got hurt week 13. Half. Broke his ankle. He was unavailable. Jeff Hostetler took him to a Super Bowl. It's how it works. if you wanted to go something more new wave.
You're not going
to
do the Kaepernick, Alex Smith, where you got injured, took your job, and you kind of just rode with it?
I guess my opinion of Jared Goff is way higher than my opinion of Alex Smith.
No, I think that's where he was going with. Like, that's if fine. All of a sudden, Hen and Hooker.
Let me ask.
Lions go 7-0.
Why are we doing that hypothetical? Should we play out hypothetical scenarios where you're engaged to Beyonce? I mean, equally as likely as what he's selling.
I mean, I do look better than Jay-Z.
Fair. You're aging much better. The point I'm making is, why are we doing this hypothetical?
I guess this caller was trying to see at what point would you say, yes, Hendon Hooker is the guy.
There is no point. Not as long as I have Jared Goff, who's my franchise quarterback. There's just no point. Now, if you haven't signed him.
I think that's why. He was trying to find your breaking point. Okay, if he goes on a 7-game winning streak, I got to leave him in there. And I think that would be radio gold for us.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A lot of things don't make sense, right? We're talking about this Goff stuff. I look at 4 at 180. You understand what the big-time quarterback deals are, 250 and up. Hell, Mahomes got 500. Let's look at it as good business. But it's like, you know what I compare it to? Like, did you see the news story today? There's a BP executive who is now facing 5 years in jail and millions of dollars in fines because he was listening to his wife's conversation and investing based on what she was talking about. So he can face 5 years in jail for doing that, but members of Congress can brazenly go out and both sides of the aisle, don't play that game with me, and routinely beat the brakes off the market, and not just by a percent or two. We're talking somebody's cats with 50, 60, 80, 100% gains. They sit on some of these boards. They make policy. They have all the insider trades. So what, Nancy Pelosi gets to do whatever she wants to do and just have old Pauly boy do the investment? And there's nothing that happens but this executive in his own four walls of his home. So what? He was listening to his wife's phone call. What if they talked over Brussels sprouts? What's the difference? Why is he up for 5 years, but all these members of Congress continue to rip everybody off blind? It's the same as the Goff thing. It don't make no sense.
I was about to say, where are we going with this?
I'm making a point that certain times in life, stuff don't make any sense.
Like, welcome to America?
But how can people... Like, I don't understand. There's no other side of it. It's wrong. Arguing that somehow Jared Goff 4-180 is this horrendous, egregious use of money.
Because everybody, thanks to fantasy football and now sports betting, you think that you're a general manager. And you try to manage the team how you think is fit. And it's why, you know, Brad Holmes laughed at us when we say, hey, I would pick this guy. Well, I wouldn't, and I didn't. I picked this guy because I'm the actual GM here in Detroit, not you radio guy or not you caller.
So because we all pick our own teams, we all think we're smart.
But certain times, there's just, it's not you versus anybody. There's just what's right. That's it. Goff 4-180's right in the absence of a better solution. Members of Congress not being allowed to have their kids or husbands or wives. Oh, and by the way, openly shape policy, use insider trading to make money. There is no other side. It's mm-hmm. wrong. Mm-hmm. I think if you want to throw Jared Goff out the window, you're wrong. It's the same thing. What's your solution? A third round pick that you don't know? Like if the Lions were drafting at the top of the draft this year and Jared Goff was coming off a torn labrum, these conversations are different. Then it's Caleb Williams or Goff. Trade pick, make pick. It's different. Your quarterback's coming off the best season a Lions quarterback has had basically in 30 years. And back-to-back years of Pro Bowl caliber play. Not a bit of drama. Not a bit of noise. Mm-hmm. Respected in that facility, in that front office, in that locker room.
And he looks like a guy that appreciated the second chance. He appreciated the fact that the coach and the GM and the city backed him. And yeah, you know what? I think deep down, he may not say it publicly, but I think he likes the fact that all of a sudden his name's being chanted at grocery stores. His name's being chanted at the Red Wings game when they're winning. And it's all of a sudden just Jared Goff rings out through the stands.
Because it's everything he didn't get in L.A.
Right.
It's just like, I can't believe you have a conversation. It's like, you can't believe certain things are real. I can't believe what Congress gets away with, and I can't believe this dissent about Jared Goff. It's just, you're like, I'm not a crazy person.
Because Jared Goff, to some people, Mike, he's doing it, but he's not prototypical quarterback. He's not fun quarterback. Jared Goff wins.
Fun is
he's not winning. Fun.
Scoring and points.
No,
and
but fun is Jalen Hurts and the Philly brotherly shove, and fun is Tua. Whee! That's fun. Fun is Lamar Jackson throwing a pass to himself and then running 20 yards.
Fun. Yeah, Lamar in the playoffs. Yeah, fun.
Fun. Okay, I didn't even want to go, but fun is Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, he's Michael Jordan.
But that's fun watching him knowing, he's about to beat you.
Let's go to
fun team. Is watching Josh Allen run into a line. He's not fun. He wins. He's not fun.
DJ 97.1.
What up, though? My God.
The wellness check. There he is. We thought this team killed you, DJ.
No, man. Just then got back to work, and I'm not a big hockey and Tigers fan. But I just happened to turn the radio on today. Heard y'all talking about this. Thought I was going to hit you and my dog, Rico, hat and say, what's happening, man? So, look, what's going on here, Mike? Number one, I'm with you. $45 million. That's right about, because it's tiers to everything. Tier one would be Mahomes and the kid in Cincinnati. If they make him 55 or 60, whatever, I get it. He is right at 45 million because he's at the middle or low end of tier two for me. But here's what's happening with fans, Mike. The Lions are in a situation where our best player, Pro Football Focus says it, and I've been saying it, is Penei Sewell. He's our best player. He's actually one of our leaders. Amon-Ra Brown is our best player as well. He's like the second best player right there with Penei Sewell.
Yep.
And it's not Goff. So because it's not the quarterback, people are like, well, why are we paying him the most or some outrageous numbers when, like, you just explained it to him. That's not outrageous. It's tier two. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's where a lot of this pushback is coming from. Number two, and I'm going to let you have this, the Lions' whole identity and what a lot of people are seeing, too, is like was out being said, Mike. The Lions' identity is that offensive line. So it's a lot like the Redskins in the 80s where people are saying that offensive line is the identity. They're looking like, well, hell, the Redskins won three Super Bowls with Williams, Theismann, and Rippon with a quarterback who was all right with that offensive line. So that's what's happening to Goff, Mike. Not fair.
No, and look, I think as long as you kept him out of being one of the 5 to 7 highest paid quarterbacks in football, you were getting some level of fairness. If he's outside the top 10, top 11, top 12, that's a steal. Not a steal, it's a value. A steal is, hey, I've got C.J. Stroud, and I'm paying him in, shoes. That's different. That's a steal. But yeah, DJ, no, I hear you. It just gets frustrating because you've waited your whole life. I've been here for over 20 years now, and it's like you've waited to have stability at quarterback, where a quarterback and a team actually got things done, and it wasn't stat pad for
No. But the problem is, it's not the quarterback that you wanted. Because from day one, we made fun of him. He's got tiny hands. He's a Band-Aid. He's not going to be this. And he just kept beating the odds and beating the odds. And now he is that guy where a lot of fans, Lions fans, never embraced him from day one. He was only going to be the stopgap until we could go out and draft our version of a Caleb Williams, our version of a Justin Fields, our version of a Jalen Hurts.
And the reason I struggle with this is that I was one of those people. I had no desire to keep Jared Goff. But once he got here, we were doing those shows. I said, I wiped the slate clean. Let's see what he's got.
But Mike, you're educated and you can change. And not a lot of people can change. They can't.
It's just crazy because he's giving you everything you want.
I know, but when some people get something, they have to die on a hill to be right. They'd rather be right than actually see what's in front of them. What's in front of you is your quarterback of the future is right here. Now, I picked up on that the second he got extended. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's not a Band-Aid. He's going to be here for a while. Got made fun of. Doesn't matter. Here's the thing. A lot of fans saw him as a Band-Aid, and they can never see him as anything else but a stopgap. And now we're about to overpay for somebody because when Hendon Hooker came in, oh, that's the guy. That's who they really wanted. No, he was drafted to be a backup. I think it's a huge mistake, but that's a Brad Holmes thing, not a my thing.
248-539-9797.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, let's have a little fun.
Oh, God.
What?
It's him.
Hi.
These are always ball breakers. All right, I got to up my game here.
Hi, it's me again.
Hi.
All right, from the number two overall pick, Zach Wilson pretty much was told to hit the bricks. Five teams that he could possibly go to. How the mighty have fallen.
All right, and this is in a backup role.
Yes, I was about to surprise you, but yes, all five. The Buffalo Bills.
I don't hate it.
You can go back up Josh Allen.
That's fine.
The Kansas City Chiefs. You can go back up Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God.
The Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, you can go back up Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Rams. You can back up Stafford. Now, here's one where he may actually want to go to.
What?
Because you may have a chance. The Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, they're rudderless at quarterback. But no, look, Zach Wilson, all right, terrible go of it with the Jets. I'd argue, A, the Jets really didn't do enough to help him, and the kid did a lot to not help himself.
Is there anything left on the bone with him?
Maybe. I mean, hell, dude, the NFL has employed people who've killed people before. Zach Wilson's crime is he was bad at football. So, yeah. You give it a spin, you bring him to camp, and you
can
easily
cut him. Thought
you were
going to say something else when you used the word B, so.
Well,
he pretty much is a big game hunter with cougars. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
All
right.
Rumor has it, Derrick Henry is now going to get franchised. One of the teams is the Miami Dolphins.
Hate it.
Is that a good fit?
No, not. McDaniel's offense has always been predicated on speed, getting the edge, one step, foot in the ground, cut up field. No, I don't need some aging 400-pound running back in my razzle. McDaniel's offense is the old razzle-dazzle. Show me Derrick Henry in Baltimore. You got my attention. Hell, show me Derrick Henry in Philly. You got my attention. No, I don't like that at all. Okay.
David?
No, it makes no sense, and Mike's right. Everybody's on speed, so no, I'm good.
Maybe he's the Thunder to A-Chain, where you could just...
What about Mostert?
They don't need Thunder. They just need lightning.
More lightning.
All right. It looks like, and there's no support for something that a play that Mike can't stand, but the tush-push Philadelphia Philly shove...
I know.
Looks like this is going to keep going on. They don't see... an advantage that Philadelphia has over anybody else. So much so, not even on the docket.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I'm not going to yell at clouds and have to listen to you, Hyenas. You know how I feel about it. David, you talk.
Then that must mean that Jason Kelce is actually retiring because he hates this thing. I guess whatever. They're not going to vote for it, not even put it up there.
I don't have a problem with it because every team can run it. It's not like it's proprietary to just Philadelphia and you got to pay a copyright fee if you run this play.
It's a rugby play. It's not a football play. And you know what else is not fun? Watching it. It's the most dull, boring waste of 90 seconds. You know the teams are getting it. There's no effective way to stop it.
See, here's the thing. I'm surprised that here in Detroit, Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson haven't come up with a way. But think of how many times they go for it all the time. Imagine if they became a master of this play. I think this town would have a hold. They would love it because it means on fourth and one, fourth and two, you already know what the play is going to be.
Hell, I bet the town does love it. I feel like I'm the only person who doesn't. I hate it.
All right. Combine is going on. Is it possible that in the interview sometimes you don't have to be as honest as you have to be? Like, sometimes you can just answer a question, but you don't have to take it to the next step. Well, here's where I'm going with this, David. Texas Tech defensive back Tyler Owens, when asked a question at the combine, says he does not believe in space or other planets, that a lot of the flat earth people have something that he believes in. He doesn't believe in space. He doesn't believe in other planets. He's a flat earther. Is that something that you just keep to yourself at the combine where if somebody asks you a question like, guys, what does this have to do with football? Or you just, you know what? This is who I am. This is me.
An idiot.
I don't care what your tape looks like now. You're not. I'm not drafting you.
That's what I'm saying. Is this one of those times where...
Hold on. So if Caleb Williams comes to you and says, I believe the earth is due to do, you're not taking him?
That's the wrong name for me. You know I'm not a fan of Caleb Williams. I don't think he's the best quarterback.
If Jaden Daniels, if Brock Bowers, if Rakestraw. I mean, David, pick
a player. I would think about it and say, well, maybe I'm also believing what you believe because you can win me a Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah, somehow Roma Dunze slides down to 20th or wherever you guys pick. And he says, I am the president of the Flat Earth Club in Seattle.
You're about to pay Russell Wilson $30 million a year.
I'm not paying him anything.
Well, it's about to happen. And you know he's certified alien.
I think I know where you're going with this, Mike, but okay. Rumors are kind of like how Miguel Cabrera is always in the best shape of his life. Well, Aaron Rodgers is completely jacked. And he is ready for this upcoming season. He's worked on his upper body. What are our expectations for Aaron Rodgers?
Jets will be about a 500 team. He's old. He tore his Achilles. And this ain't a bikini contest. I don't really care. Why, is he still blasting his colon with olive oil?
I'm just saying.
I mean, like, what are we even doing here?
He's completely jacked.
Don't care. Sure, he'll go to the tropics and do a bunch of tree bark and bleep himself. I don't care. The Jets are getting everything they deserve.
I just want the olive oil comment again. That's all I want.
All right, David brought up Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams probably going to go number one.
I heard that.
In the last 10 years, the first quarterback taken has not always been the best quarterback taken. So in the last 10 years, can you guys guess how many times that the preceding quarterbacks were actually better than the first quarterback selected?
Well, I mean, last year, for sure.
Yeah.
Stroud over Bryce Young. Josh Allen over Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. So that'd be two.
And Lamar Jackson was in there, too.
So oh, yeah. Yes. Good call. I'd say maybe once or twice the number one overall pick worked out.
Is it 10 years for Mahomes? Mahomes was the best in that there. Draft. Yeah. So that's three.
The Trubisky draft.
Yeah. Yes.
Not only that, yeah. And Deshaun Watson was also in that draft.
About half then.
David is very close. Now, it's five or six. Now, I think in this town, it may be a push because in 2016, Jared Goff was the number one quarterback. In the fourth round, Dak Prescott was taken. Dak actually won
Rookie of the Year that year. Similar to what C.J. Stroud did to Bryce Young.
I have to, yeah, David, I can't argue him on it. By that metric, he's right. But I think we all know I'd rather have Goff than Dak.
So six times the first quarterback taken was not the best quarterback. Two times it was the best quarterback. Two times it was Trevor Lawrence. He's the best quarterback. Justin Fields, the only one that in that draft. And Joe Burrow. But that was probably a loaded draft.
But again, this is also now one of those years where you're allegedly getting a Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck type guy.
And for the record, 2019 and 2015 were kind of the push years. Jameis and Marcus Mariota in 2015. And 2019, Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, Gardner Minshew.
Kyler Murray's better than those guys.
Is he, though?
He is.
Is he?
Yes. Okay. What is there, an effing echo in here?
Oh, and by the
way,
and 2022, Pittsburgh selected Kenny Pickett with the
nice job.
20th pick overall. He was the first quarterback taken. Happened to be another quarterback in that draft that took a team to the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, David. He was drafted last. Want to take a guess?
Yeah. Rat Purdy out of Iowa State.
Take the stadium away now, Earthquake.
That is. Oh, wait. There's what? More.
Why?
Real quick. No, Mike, you'll find this funny. Apparently, in the offseason, athletes and owners, they get a little frisky. Not one, not two, but three paternity suits active right now. One, I think it's easy to take a guess.
Tyreek.
Yes! The second
Justin one. Justin Jefferson.
Yes! Care to guess the third one? Not a player, it's an owner.
Not a player, it's an owner?
David Tepper, I don't know.
Dallas County judge orders Jerry Jones to take paternity test.
My God. Really?
Yes.
All right, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.